In 2019, the Yabara Gathering of Light installation along the River Torrens in Adelaide was a huge draw card of the Adelaide Fringe Festival. And for 2020, the story has been developed into Yabara Dreaming in Light, which will be presented at Tandanya Aboriginal National Cultural Centre. The immersive story tells the story of Jabruk, an ancestor of the Kaurna people, through music and dance and virtual reality. The Wise Nahum Gale spoke to Carl Telfer, a Kaurna senior custodian and creative and cultural producer at the Adelaide Fringe, alongside Rhys Sandery, the executive manager of marketing and partnerships at Monkey Stack. And he also asked about the story behind Jabruk.
Namani, Yan Yari Jagirawari, Malawarat Darkatan and Yari.
My mum actually is the main custodian for that. She's been carrying that story for more than 40 years. And so it's a bit of honouring her, but it's all about how also our family clan are sharing this story with everybody else. There's obviously our group, Yalika, which is Old Wisdom New Ways, and they're a group of young traditional performers, dancers, choreographers and actors as well. That'll be a part of this. So the biggest story with this one too is about the journey that they've all been on, because they haven't heard the stories as often as they should, because we're living in a world now where it's all instant, and not a lot of those stories really mean anything. Some of them can be quite negative as well, and I know the impacts of that because I've got two teenage daughters, and trying to get them to say, well, no, this is our story and this is a new way of us being able to tell our story our way, and they need to be the custodians of that. Past, present, future is now.
How will the visitors experience this through virtual reality?
The virtual reality is probably the best way that we can share a dream, because it's a different reality. We've all lost our connection to our consciousness. We're all responding as material things, and we forget about the spirit. And we're talking about VR maybe after Yabara, after this one, yeah, will actually become an educational sort of tool.
So will this be like an installation that people can experience together? Is that important to you guys?
There are so many people that are interested in this now, but it's like, wait a minute, just take a breath and let's sit down around the fire and let's just talk about what that actually means and how we tell a story, because it's got to be done the right way.
Stories are shared experiences by their very nature. A story is not a story unless you're telling someone or you're listening to it. So we hope to deliver something that as people walk through, they experience the story that we want them to tell, and then they talk about that experience within the room with the people that are there, and we're putting spaces and places within the experience that people can sit. They can take their shoes off, they can put their feet in the soft ground and look up at the stars.
And there's little things that we put in there, what I guess in the gaming world they call Easter eggs. With that too, it's about adding little things in there that certain people won't see as well, and then they might hear about. So it's creating that conversation too with other people.
The interpretation will change and you'll notice something different.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and when you go back to it, it'll just create another experience there, because then that person might take somebody else back with them. Hopefully from this is that people will want to come and learn about the Jabruki story, because it's actually here laying on the country in the physical world where it is now. We want more people to come and journey along the dreaming track with us, you know, so they know what this place is. And I think that will help them understand who they really are, having their feet on this country. Because yeah, you can put your foot on top, but if you dig your toes under the sand, it feels different, eh? And that's where we want to take people.
Get to make this bigger than last year.
In a funny way, we're making it smaller. Last year it was along the Torrens, which was a beautiful piece of work, but this year it was outside. There were natural elements that had to be dealt with. This year we're bringing it inside. We hope therefore that a wider audience can experience it.
We can have school children come now, we can have even little kindy kids, and then we can also have the older people as well, all the generations come and experience this in this space now. You know, we had some of those difficulties with access and stuff, but this is more of a controlled sort of environment, and therefore we'll have a lot more opportunity for a lot more people to be able to come through and experience it. People in wheelchairs, everything, everybody, we want everyone, it doesn't matter, come along. And Tandanya is a very important place too, so I decided to take this there, because Tandanya is actually being cleansed of a lot of bad stuff that's happened there in the past. And now me, as being a part of the board, actually being appointed by the Premier, and my old people that actually were on the first board of Tandanya, it's in aligning with what that vision that they had right back then, seeing the future, but us holding on to our identity, our culture, our language, our song, our story, and being able to share that in the two worlds that we live in.
Carl Telfer, a Ghana senior custodian and creative and cultural producer at the Adelaide Fringe, and Rhys Sandry, the executive manager of marketing and partnerships at Monkey Stack, speaking to The Wire's Nahum Gale. This story is produced for The Wire, independent current affairs on community and Indigenous radio across Australia. The Wire is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation, and you can find more of our stories on thewire.org.au.